Kerbo say, hope all is well. Baruch Hashem, all is well here in Eretz Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, with Nisim and Niflos, we are chilling out, just having a regular day, getting ready for Pesach. Chazdei Hashem. So here, today's daf, learning today's daf, Baruch Hashem, as the Torah always protects us. So we're learning daf Bam Metzia, daf Mem Vav, and we're here on Mem Hei Amud Beis. At the bottom, four or five lines up, Amar Rav Papa. We started yesterday talking about the sugya of Chalipin, and we're basically almost entirely today talking about whether money can be used as Chalipin, right? And we kind of talked about that for a little bit. Right? We had talked about whether you can use money for the sudar, for the actual, you know, the item that you exchange and kind of lift up into the air, and etc. Now we're going to talk about and discuss whether money can be nicknamed, whether you can acquire money through a kinyan chalipin, or do you have to do one of the other kinyanim. So Amar Papa, Papa says, even if you say you can't use money for the chalipin, right, let's say ceremony, right? But iknu mikne bechalipin, you can acquire money through chalipin. Just like merchandise. According to Rav Nachman, and parallel Rav Nachman, lava vagav the inu lo avdi chalipin, right? Iknui miknei bechalipin, right? Even though according to Rav Nachman, can't use peros to be the thing that you're using for the chalipin, but right, timin avi lo shna, right? So it should be the same for money, right? Even though you can't use it as the chalipin, you can acquire it through chalipin. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, hold on one second, I'll bring you a kasha right from a Mishnah and Maishas Sheni. Now, just to take one step back and learn a little bit about, we did a lot of Maishas Sheni yesterday, so another halacha we didn't get to mention is that, again, when you're going to redeem your produce, right, and bring it to Yerushalayim, right, you can do that outside Yerushalayim. So if a person redeems his own produce, his own Maaser Sheni, so he pays a fifth. He pays a chomesh, which we calculate as 25%. It's a chomesh lemei levar. And that's if you're redeeming your own Maaser Sheni produce. So basically, what the Mishnah says, what we're not going to quote here, but the Mishnah says before this Mishnah, is that you can kind of play a little bit of a game, you can give a little bit of a scam, and you can be makne the produce right to someone else, right? Or you can give the money right to, let's say, your kid, let's say who's a gadol. Okay, but long story short, you can kind of play around with it so that someone else, right, is being pode, someone else is redeeming the Maaser Sheni. That's how you can avoid, like, paying the chomesh. So now, with that little 2-second introduction, so now we have Akasha on Rav Papa, again, who says that you can acquire money through chalipin. Let's not lose sight of the question here. So Rav Papa, this Meisvei, the Akasha on Rav Papa is like this. Hay omid bagoren ve'in be'adomo. So let's say a guy's in his, you know, kind of in his silo, in his threshing floor, in his threshing house, whatever, and he wants to be poded as Maaser Sheni, but he doesn't have any money. So what can he do is, Omer l'chavero, he doesn't have, in biodomos, he doesn't have any money on him, right? His wallet is not on him. So Omer l'chavero can say to his friend, Harei peros halalu nesum l'chavav matana. So you can give the other guy the peros. You can be makne, right, the produce that you want to be redeeming to this other guy, v'choza Omar, and he says, "Harehin mechulolan almos sheyesh li bebayis," and then that guy. So, meaning that, not that guy, meaning, because that, and then what you do, meaning, it's too, Reuven is trying to be poda as Maaser Sheni, so he's makne, he gives over, right, his fruit, his produce, I keep on saying fruit because it's peros, but it's produce to Shimon, and then Reuven, right, who gave his produce to Shimon, says, I'm being mechalel your Maaser Sheni produce with the money that I have in my house. Okay, one more time. Reuven says, gives his produce to Shimon and says, I'm being poda, right, that Maaser Sheni with the money that I have in my house. So now the Gemara just analyzes and says, Taima de in biadomos. The only reason this all works, and the fact that he gave him his produce, right, gave Shimon the produce, excuse me, is because he doesn't have his wallet on him. Right? Ha'im yesh biadomos, like likne Yehudi dach meshicha uparik. If he did have money, right, he could have given, right, the money to his friend in parik, and then the friend could be podeh, the Maaser Sheni. Da'achi adav, because that's better. Da'avalei nachri, because then the guy, not a goy, nachri is a goy, but it means that the other guy, meaning Shimon, would be the person redeeming the Maaser Sheni, the one who doesn't own the produce. Right? It's obviously much better, right, to give someone money, right, and let them redeem the Maaser Sheni with the money, as opposed to giving the other guy the produce, right? And having you being the one to pod the Meister Sheni, again, because it's your Meister Sheni, right? It's your produce and stuff like that. If you give them the money, right, it definitely works both ways, but it's much better, right? It's less, I guess, less scammy, right? If you're giving him money as a gift, as opposed to if you're giving the Meister Sheni as a gift. Anyway, so Iya Martim Abeya Nikim Chalipin, the Gemara says, if you tell me that you can use Chalipin, right, to acquire money, so again, Chalipin can be used, right, when, most commonly, when the item in question is not in front of us, right? When you're buying some sort of items, okay, so you exchange money, you take the item, but you can use Kine Chalipin, right, to be makna or to give over to sell or something, some item that's not here, sell us somewhere, a house or so, whatever. So if you're telling me that you can acquire money through Chalipin, Niknelu Mos Lehech Agav Sudar Velefrok. Why don't we just do a Kine Chalipin on the money this guy has in his house? Right, with a Kenyan's, well, just do a Kenyan's suit there, let him acquire the money that the guy has in his house, and instead of Shimon getting the peros, right, it's Reuven, and Shimon is getting the money, and then Shimon redeems Reuven's Meister Sheni. So Gemara says it must be a case the less suder, but he doesn't have a suder. He has nothing to do with, right, the chalipin to do. But any chanami, if he had something on him, he could have done a kini chalipin, right, to acquire the money, right, to Shimon. So Gemara says one second, nickname Mehali Agav Karka. But what? Let him. We know there's a kinyan agav. Let him give. We saw a couple examples earlier in the Masechta that you know, the Rishonim, right? If you remember that, the Rishonim, the Tanaim were traveling by boat, right? And Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan, not Rabbi Yochanan, I forget who the Madamers, Rabbi Shmuel, maybe I forget who they were, but traveling by boat, right? They acquired, right? This guy gave tzedakah because to Rabbi Akiva, and this, right? Because they all, anyway, they all use Kinyan Agav, where you give somebody a little piece, a little tiny piece of land, and they acquire the metaltalin, right? Agav, the land, as an addition to the land. So why couldn't you do that? Gemara says, "Las mekarka." Well, it must be that Reuven, right, doesn't have any land. But Gemara says, "Well, what do you mean? Ha omed begorin katani? What do you mean? They're standing in their silo. He's standing in the barn. He's standing in the threshing floor. Right? He obviously owns that." Gemara says, "No, begorin shenu shalo. Right? So it must not be his." So Gemara says, "What do you mean? Ve'ichbal tana? You're telling me that the tana, the brayz, the mishnah is trying to teach me the shmeinan to teach me gavra artiloi? The guy is literally standing there naked. He has no clothes, right? Again, because otherwise, all you need is a kinyan sudar. You lift off a piece of clothing. What is it? If he's wearing a shirt, you could take off a shirt and let him do that. Right? You're telling me he's got no clothing on him. The less level of klum, he doesn't have anything. He doesn't own land. He doesn't own karka. He doesn't own the silo. He's doing the threshing on his produce. Oh, I mean, the only thing he owns is the grain. So it must be Allah Shmamina in my ben as a chalipin, nickname a chalipin, Shmamina. It must be that you can't do chalipin, right, to inquire money, and lechora that is against, right, Rav Papa. So Vafra Papa Hadarbe, and the Gemara just says that Rav Papa also, right, took it back, right? The Kihadar Rav Papa, the Habul Tracer Alfi Dinari Bechozoi, because Rav Papa had 12,000 dinars in Bechozoi, and that was a place, and Akninilur of Shmuel Bar Acha Agav Aseva de Bese, and he was mocked at them to Shmuel Bar Acha, right, by giving him a little bit of his property, and of his house, meaning Kinin Agav. And then meaning he wanted to make sure, right, that you know, that Shmuel would own, right, the stuff, and so again he wouldn't have any issues when, in terms of bringing it back. And he also nafik lape atavach, when he came back with the money, right, Rav Papa went off as far as tavach to meet him, so meaning he was so happy that he came back with all the stuff. Anyway, long story short, we see that he didn't do a kinyan chalipin, and he did a kinyan agav, right? He was makning him some karka, right, to give him the money. And therefore, and as we see that he didn't do a kinyan chalipin, so it must be Rav Papa took it back. V'chein amar Ula also agrees. Ein mabeya nasa chalipin. You can't use coins, right? Mabeya, right? Money to affect, to create a kinyan chalipin. V'chein amar Rabbi Asi. Ein mabeya nasa chalipin. The same thing with Rabbi Asi. V'chein amar Rabbi Bar Bachan and Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Ein mabeya nasa chalipin. And he says that also you can't use money to create a kinyan chalipin. Now again, just pay attention to the phrases, right? I got a little confused before, not confused, but a little misspoke before, right? Sometimes the Gemara says nasa, and sometimes the Gemara says nikne, right? Nasa chalipin means you can't create a kinyan chalipin, meaning you can't use the money as the sudar, as the handkerchief or whatever, to do the kinyan. And nikne b'chalipin means you can't acquire money, right? B'chalipin, right? That we seem to prove a minute ago. Right? And here, again, as we said yesterday, and we're saying right now, that all these achronim say that you can't use money as chalipin either. Esrei Rabbi Abba Le'ula, Rabbi Avison said, one second, Ula obviously just said a second ago that you can't use money for chalipin, but Rabbi Abba said, one second, the Brisa says like this, the guy's got to pay his workers. He's got some donkey drivers, he's got some, you know, people drive the trucks, people unload the merchandise, right? He's got people asking for their salary. Right? So, sure enough, right? He says, it goes to the money changer, right? Give me a dinar's worth of coins, right, and I'll pay everybody. I mean, break a dinar for me, right? Break a 200 check bill, but break 100 for me. And I'm going to give you a good dinar. We'll see exactly what that means in a second. And a tresis, which is a coin that was 1/8 of a dinar, that I have in my house. So that theoretically sounds like ribbis. Right, he's borrowing a dinar, he's going to pay him 1 1/8 dinars. That sounds like ribbis. So the Brisa says, in Yeshlo Mos, if he has the money at home, so then mutter. Right, as we'll see in a second, as we explained before, if you remember, there's an issue of saw b'saw, where you can't give two things that are merchandises. But that does not, meaning, because we're nervous that the saw, right, of produce would go up in value, so you can't exchange one for the other. But if you have it at home, right, if you have it at home, it's just like, you know, you have to get the key or something, right? We saw this a couple, you know, a little bit ago. So then that's fine. So if he has the money at home, right, so then it's fine, but in law, but if not, it's also. Right, if you tell me you can't use, right, the money as a chalipin, right? So regardless of whether he has the money, right, it should be a ribbis because it's a loan, right? Again, unless you're doing the kinyan on the spot, right? I.e., with the money, right? So otherwise, it's a loan because he's going home to pay him back, but it's, you know, he's lending him money for an hour, for a day. You can have a loan for an hour, so that would be a ribbis. So ushtik. So sure enough, Ula was quiet. So Amar Leib, Rabbi Abba said back to him, "Not, I got you. Dilma idi v'idi v'prutotos shanu. Maybe we're talking about prutotos. The lek alayu tiva, right? That there's no tiva. It's not money. Meaning that they're coins, but they don't have tiva. They're not imprinted. They're not stamped. They don't actually have a face on them. So it's just the value. Vidi idi perihu, and therefore it's considered to be merchandise and not money. And mshumachin nikne bechalipin, and that's why you can use bechalipin. And Amar Leib in. And sure enough, Ula said back to him, yes, that's a pshat. The ekonami, and it makes a lot of sense. Because if you look at the language, the katani yafe dinar utraces. Doesn't say, velo katani dinar yafe utraces, right? It doesn't say dinar yafe, right? That's normally how Hebrew works, right? Usually in English, right? A nice guy. Right, the adjective is first. In Hebrew, usually dinar yafa, usually the adjective is second. Right, so when it says here yafa dinar, a good dinar, that's weird. That works out in English, but not in Hebrew. So what it means is, right, the value of a dinar and a tresis, meaning that he's actually not giving him a dinar and tresis, he's giving something that has value, i.e. these non-printed coins or whatever it is. So that must be the pshat. Shmami, that must be the pshat. Ravashi, I'm a Ravashi. He says, I'll give you a different pshat. Right? Olam b'domei prutotos. Really, maybe we are talking about money, right? And prutotos. I became the islay, since, again, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, right? Nasik omer helveni ad shiyevu b'ni yoche ense maftech. Right? It's not considered to be a loan because just like we said, by saw is not an issue if you actually have it right in the house. Right? So it's just like you're saying, oh, give me this until I find the key, right? And that's not considered to be a loan. That's considered to be an actual exchange. Okay, Tashma, again, I'd bring another proof. The Mishnah Kiddushin, right? Kol hanase damin ba'acher, kevin shezacha ze, nischayev ze b'chalipin. Right? If you use something as money, kol hanase damin ba'acher, is if you use something as money for something else. And so, second, the person is zocha, so the person, second person takes it, nischayev ze b'chalipin. Right? So then it's a chalipin, right? Again, that's already the kinyan. Kol hanase damin ba'acher mayinin. What are we talking about? Must be matbeya. Must be a money, coins. Apparently, you see from this mission that you can use money as coins, as chalipin. So Rabbi Yehuda said, no, hachikamer. This is what we really mean. Kol hanishom damim ba'acher. Well, anything that is evaluated, anything that is some sort of metaltalin that would, meaning that it is going to be evaluated by money, right? So that kevin shezach hazen is chayiv zeh b'chalipin. That means, again, the second you picked that up, that's already going to do kinyan chalipin. We're talking about metaltalin. We're not talking about money. And hachinam mistabra, and this makes a lot of sense. With the Katani Seifa, because the second part of that Mishnah says, Ketzad, I'll explain to you what do we just, meaning how do we, what's an example of what we just said? Hechlif shor b'pora o chamor b'shor. If you're exchanging, right, different types of animals. Obviously, we're talking about merchandise, we're not talking about money, so Shema Amino. Okay. Gemara says, excuse me, Velema de Solik Adaita Meikara Madbeya, my Ketzer. Okay, so good. So according to the Havamina, I mean, that answer is so good that what was the Havamina thinking, right? The Havamina said maybe we're talking about money, but the second part of the Mishnah literally went on to say we're talking about an exchange of animals. So what was the Havamina? How in the world did they understand the Mishnah? So Gemara says, Hakikamar, what they thought the Mishnah meant was that, yes, the first part is talking about money. You can use it for chalipin, and perinami of the chalipin, you can also use produce or merchandise to do chalipin. And how does that work? Ketzad hechlef ashor b'paru chomer b'shor. Right, and then it gives an example of that. Okay. Skamar says, well, that obviously, that interpretation only works if you tell me that you can use produce, merchandise, right, as chalipin, right? Well, again, tomorrow's daf, if I'm not mistaken, right, what you can use for chalipin, right? Again, Rav Nachman says only kalim, and Rav Sheshe says you can use kalim, you know, merchandise, produce, etc., etc. Okay, so Kona Rav Sheshe says you can use produce that works. Elder Rav Nachman damar kli in, right, Aval peri lo of the chalipin, but according to Rav Nachman, it says you can only use kalim, right? You can use, you know, shor, chamor, etc., merchandise, produce. So my haketzah, so how do they understand the Mishnah? Meaning, what was the Havamina? So it says, Hakikama, this is what it meant to be. They thought that this is what it was. Yesh damim shehin kechalipin. There is money that's like chalipin, right? Even though, again, you haven't taken, right, the merch or the produce yet. So ketzad, how does that work? Hechlef demei shor bepara o demei chamor b'shor. If you exchange the amount of money, that's the value of a shor, right, for a cow, right, or the amount of money, right, for a donkey, right, for an ox ring, and that would be, what's it called? And that wouldn't necessarily work. Therefore, my time is the Rav Nachman, and the Gemara says, why would that say that this works? Meaning, why are we saying that, now, according to this understanding, we're saying that would mean that the kinyan is chal. Right, the kinyan is chal. I mean, it's just like chalipin, i.e. that the kinyan works. But if you give the value of the animal for the other one, or the amount of money for the animal, right, then you can't go back, right? You can't renege, right? That's as if the kinyan is done. So why would he say that? Why my time is Rav Nachman? Why would Rav Nachman say, right, again, as opposed to, you know, a regular case where, you know, I give you $10 or something, that doesn't necessarily finish off, but here, if you give the value of an ox for a cow, let's say, you know, in the first example, so that is a kinyan like chalipin, i.e. the transaction is done. So why does he hold like that? So suffer like Rabbi Yochanan, because he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar, who says, Dvar Torah Maos Konos, that Mida Reisa, really money acquires. Now we're going to see, again, we may have mentioned, I don't remember, we're going to mention here parenthetically, but the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, as to whether Moz Konos, whether money acquires Midoraisa. So Rabbi Yochanan, as we just mentioned, says it does. Reish Lakish says that it doesn't. It's meaning that really Midoraisa only Kinyan Meshicha or Kinyan Hagba or whatever, any some type of Kinyan Midoraisa acquires, and Midorabanan, that Moz Konos, that money acquires. But Rabbi Yochanan says that Moz Konos, really money acquires Midoraisa. Right? And therefore, let's just continue the Gemara. Amru Meshicha Kone. And why do they say that Meshicha, you need to do a Kinyan, right? So, Gezerah, because it's a Gezerah, it's a Dindarabanan, Shema Yomer Lo, right, Nisrafa Chetecha Ba'aliyah, right, and because we're nervous that the guy will take the money, yeah, so let's say he's selling him, you know, as the example is here, Chetecha, right, he sells him a bunch of wheat, right, and it's stored in, and literally means an aliyah, on the second floor, let's say it's stored in a silo or second floor of somebody's house. So the guy takes the money, right, Reuven takes the money from Shimon, and now the wheat belongs to Shimon, but it's still in Reuven's property. And then all of a sudden, there's a fire. So Reuven doesn't own this stuff anymore, so he's not going to go and put it out. What does he care, right? He already got his money. The wheat's gone for all of his purposes. So we're concerned. He's not going to care about that. So therefore, right, Lachor, that's why Chazal were mitake, and it has to be some sort of kinyan right before the sale can be reversed. But milsa the shchicha gozer v'rabanan. So Chazal were gozer, right, because that was common. But milsa the lo shchicha lo gozer v'rabanan. So Chazal were not gozer, right, in a situation where it's not common. So that would work, right, and then that's strange, kind of a little bit weird, right? Case of kinyan, right? So that would work if you gave the value, right, of a cow for the donkey. Okay, the Reish Lakish, Damar Meshicha, meaning that you wouldn't necessarily have to do, right, the Meshicha over there. Good. Reish Lakish, Damar Meshicha, Mefreshes Min HaTorah, right? So what does Reish Lakish do? Right? He says Meshicha works Midaraisa, right? And most are not Kona. So I say, how can you do the Mishnah over there? Right? So meaning you can't say that you're telling me that if there's some sort of strange way of payment, that that works, right? Because really money doesn't work me the raisa whatsoever. So that works if you hold like Rav Sheshes. Again, what he said before, if you remember, that Rav Sheshes says that you can use produce, right, for chalipin, right? That's Machlokes Rav Sheshes or Nachman, right? Whether you can use produce, whether you can use merchandise, as opposed to kalim. Rav Nachman said only kalim. Rav Sheshes says you can use merchandise as well. So if Reish Lakish hold like Rav Sheshes, so then Matarz like Rav Sheshes, right? You could just say that the Mishnah means that you're talking about doing chalipin, right, with metalton, with produce, and merchandise. Eli is like Rav Nachman, right? But if he holds like Rav Nachman, then Rapari lo adin chalipin umabeh lo kani, right? So he, if you hold it, if Reish Lakish holds like Rav Nachman, so that you can't use produce for chalipin and money, right? Maos konos is not true midaraisa. Money doesn't acquire. So hechem mitarzla. How does he understand the Mishnah? Like Moshe Zayin Chanami al korcha Rav Sheshes mitarzla. It must be that he holds like Rav Sheshes. Okay. Tanan, well, now we're again kind of going back to this, whether you can use money for chalipin. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, right? Call metaltalin konin zedze, right? You can use merchandise, different type of movable things, right, to acquire each other. Even if you're exchanging, right, a wallet full of money, right, a purse full of coins, right, if that, even that, that's considered to be. That's considered the work where you can acquire one for the other. Now, that's obviously a case of chalipin, right? Again, that, you know, again, that it can't be money, right? Because money is, again, according to Shlagish, is Moses is not Kona, right? You can't use money to acquire. So that seems to be the right you're doing a kinyan chalipin, right? So that seems to imply that you could use money, right, for chalipin. So the Gemara says, "Take my Rav Acha, bedinar anka ve'anigra." It must be talking about different types of bad dinars. Now, what are those? So the Gemara explains, "Echacha paslaso malchus, echacha paslaso medina." Right, one where the malchus, the king, said it was no good, and one that the state said it was no good, meaning that in this, according to the first one, right, the king, let's say the Roman Empire, right, took that coin out of circulation. In the second case, right, let's say the people in people in Iran don't accept it as money, but really elsewhere, right, it is good, meaning that it theoretically it is accepted by the Roman Empire or whatever. Utsrichan, you need to tell me, right, that you know, mention both types of these no good coins. Right, diash mina psula. Psulaso malchus. If you tell me on the case where they took it out of circulation, the government took it out of circulation, you might thought that that's not considered to be a good to exchange, right? Mishum de lo sagi kla, because that's not acceptable at all, right? No one takes those money. Al pasaso medina de sagi le medina achrizi emakati matbehu. But a case where it's, you can't use that in Bavel to pay for stuff, but you can use it in Eretz Yisrael, right? That's still considered to be money. Emakbeh nikim bechalipin. You might have thought that you can't acquire money with chalipin. So therefore, the Mishnah had to tell us that you can't, right? Ve'i ashmin psula so medina. If you would tell me in a case where that you can't use it in a certain part of the world, right? Mishum de lo sagi le lo betzinim lo farhesia, because you can't use it anywhere. Aval pasaso malchus, but if the Roman government takes it out of circulation, the sagi le betzina, you can still use it. Then, meaning, let's say on the black market, right? Betzina in private. You might say that it's still considered to be money, and you cannot use chalipin, right, to acquire money. Right? And Srichas, therefore, you have to tell me that either one of these coins that are no good can still be used, right, for a kinyan chalipin, or can be acquired, right? Nasa chalipin can still be used to acquire, can still be acquired through chalipin. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow, right? We'll have Pesaros Tovos, Amen, and have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.